It's Wednesday, the 2nd of July. Well, it's grey this morning. Pretty much grey skies all around. Though I did see a glimmer of sunshine as I stepped out the door. It's fairly calm and mild again. It's collared doves, the pair, landed on the top of the telegraph pole. Well, one on the pole, one on the wire. Oh, no, the two on the top of the pole. Well, don't look. Dirty buggers. No, they're not, they're just canoodling. Oh, and they're off again. Big, I almost said a big flock. I almost said a flock of what looks like, I don't know. I don't think they're midges. They look bigger than midges. A horde of them. Just above the laurel bush. So, last night, another great sleep. Went to bed earlier, 10 o'clock. And slept like a zombie right through. Till 7 this morning. And what is it they say? Deja vu all over again. The collared doves come back and land in the exact same positions. Is it me? Or did it actually happen the first time? What's the deja vu? Oh, talking about deja vu. I had an incredible period of time on holiday. Deja vu. Couldn't believe it. So vivid. I knew it was deja vu because I'd never been to Spain before ever in my life. But this was just weird. Everyone was seeing what we were doing. I'd all done before. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, but fascinating. So I'm feeling pretty good again this morning. Which is good. Will you be quiet? Thank you. As it flies off. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good this morning again. Within myself, I mean, mentally, physically, apart from my extremely sore bottom lip and my razor burn, which I couldn't even shave this morning, that part. I had to stick my finger over it. Consequences of too much sun in the face. Other than that, I'm feeling pretty damn good for an old guy. I've got the monoblocks all sanded. The sanding of the monoblocks has been completed. They look really smart and clean now. And of course, Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird decided to celebrate the occasion by digging all the borders out onto the top of the newly sanded monoblocks. So now I'll have to sweep it all back in again. It's a game of tig here, and I think I'm always het. They are feeding young right enough. I threw out some rice yesterday. I had salmon with rice. I didn't eat all the rice, so I chucked it out in the grass. And two extremely plump young blackbirds were squawking like mad at their mammy and daddy. And they just kept ramming the rice into their throats. They didn't get any salmon, by the way. Oh, it's so strange in a way to be back here in what is cool temperatures. It's now a cool breeze blowing. Where'd that come from? And the return of the two coloured doves yet again. It's just strange. It's the norm, if you like, to be here. Goodness grief. What the hell's going on this morning? For 2 weeks, I got up and sat in the shade of a veranda eating a continental type breakfast, fresh fruit and muesli and melon and oranges and tin toast and cake, yes, cake, for 2 weeks. I never once got a chance to stand or sit and moan for 10 minutes, quarter an hour. I did miss being here. It's strange that I keep using the word strange. I'm trying to avoid that other word. Funny. I have a lot of views to come on that holiday. Not just the holiday, but the. The holiday, but not just the holiday, but about, you know, living with others in the one home, as it were, one house. That'll come later. Now my mind's went totally blank. Well, it can't be totally blank, but it's as blank as a totally blank person's head can be. Oh, maybe I should just, shut up.